You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mother Nature giving us at least one more big delivery of valley rain and mountain snow for the season.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. April storm, Adam.
Amanda, if you live between Brigham City and central Utah, there's a chance you could see up to an inch of rain before midnight. And despite the fact that it's mid-April, the mountains getting another round of snow.
The mountains, we're going to see a widespread 6 to 12, possibly as high as 18 inches up in the upper Cottonwoods.
National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me the rain is expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11. Temperatures are back in the 60s tomorrow. We could be pushing the 70s again by Saturday with little rain or mountain snow in the forecast to follow today. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Matter of fact, some of that snow in our highest mountain peaks might make it all the way through the summer without melting. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage. April storm.
The snowpack we have this year is similar to last year, up to 140% higher than normal in some areas. Because the snowfall is so deep, we may be seeing white-capped mountains through the summer months and even all year round. Our KSL meteorologists say there shouldn't be any major flooding as long as the weather does not heat up too much too quickly.
There will likely still be some minor flooding in various locations this spring, but the reservoirs, rivers, and lakes have enough capacity to hold the snowmelt.
A broken pipe flooded a Highland neighborhood, and local resident John Stevens says the community came together to help. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez has more.
Hundreds of people from around the area did what they could to help, filling up sandbag after sandbag to help the flooding from hitting more homes like John's.
There's probably 20-plus homes that could have been flooded if not for the neighbors coming together and just taking charge.
The basement of two homes were badly flooded.
All this snowpack also expected to give the Great Salt Lake a needed boost. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with what that might look like. Michael?
Tim, officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the most likely outcome is we'll gain just a little over 1 million acre-feet of water between now and July. This would add about 0.9 feet to the lake's level, according to an agency report. Now, to break it down regionally, the lake's southern end is nearly at 4,194 feet elevation, and it could reach up to 4,196 for the first time since 2017. It's not as healthy as we'd like, but it's still more than we've seen in the past several years. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The so-called hush money trial against former President Donald Trump begins jury selection today. ABC's ABC News legal contributor Kim Whaley.
The whole case falls apart if the Trump lawyers are able to persuade the jury that Michael Cohen is not to be trusted. And it'll really come down to if he connects with the jury, and you need all 12 of them. If one of them decides they're not persuaded, then the government effectively loses.
The former president says he can't get a fair trial in New York because too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him. This is the first time a former U.S. president will go on trial facing criminal charges.
Media outlets are putting pressure on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates ahead of the general election. ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks has more.
All five major broadcast and cable networks, the AP, USA Today, and others, saying collectively that this decades-old tradition of presidential debates should continue, that it is essential for voters. Now, former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debate.
So far, neither of the candidates have committed to take part in the debates.
It's a rainy Monday morning. Let's get a look at first look traffic, Andy.
Couple of issues north of Salt Lake. We've got a crash on southbound 15 in Ogden near 24th Street, and one on northbound 15 as you go up towards Sunset and from Sunset towards Roy. And those are both causing backups on I-15. Our slowdowns that we had in the valley earlier, especially through downtown, have cleared, though. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Affordable child care, or lack thereof, has a huge impact on small business growth. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains.
A new survey from the Small Business Majority shows nearly 60% of small business owners who are parents have a hard time growing their businesses because of issues finding affordable childcare. About half of them say it's because parenting requires them to take more time away from their business. Another big problem is that with inflation and rising childcare costs, parents are paying more for childcare, which means they have less to spend on their businesses.
About a third of small business owners who are parents reported lost earnings because of childcare issues.
Just in case you forgot, today is tax day. Ohio State University professor Russell Fazio says they've been studying people who like to procrastinate.
Filing taxes can be tedious. It can be sometimes confusing and frustrating. On the other hand, you do have to meet that deadline, and there's obviously some delight at having accomplished the task. So those positive and negative signals have to be weighed.
He says people who tend to look at life negatively as a whole tend to put off filing taxes, even if they're expecting a refund.
The Hogle Zoo says their gorilla named Pele is pregnant. Animal care supervisor Hannah Comstock says it's part of a breeding program to help the gorilla population.
Gorillas in particular are critically endangered. So by participating in an SSP and having babies here at the zoo, we are helping to contribute to a population that is dwindling in the wild.
So I guess we'll be on the baby gorilla watch for the next several months here. Pele due to deliver in either June or July.
Tim, get ready to dance. Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School this weekend to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Footloose. The school is holding their final prom in the school where the movie was filmed before it gets replaced with a new school. Students worked for months to get the actors' attention, creating the Bacon to Payson campaign. They shared videos dancing around the school and even getting Governor Cox to post an invite on social media. We will have special coverage on Friday. David Dujanovic will be there to preview the weekend prom.
Going to be great.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.